Morning, everybody.
今天我们讲六度自知圆满，道品一事无亏，四知佛法体空，有无双明。
The topics we're going to talk about it on this verses is the six parameters, perfect are complete in its own accord. The factors of enlightenment are themselves replete. Thus you come to know that the essence of self and dhammas are intrinsically empty, and that both existence and non-existence have come to an end.
我们今天好像是第十二次是吧？那我在台湾这四次就把它讲完了，但是我们现在就是每一次讲都讲到一句而已。
This is the 12 times we talk about illuminating the principle. But every single time we only be able to talk about one verse at a time. But in Taiwan, it only took me 4 times to finish the complete verses.
这个快车有快车的好处哈，不要等那么久哈。慢车有慢车的好处哈。
It feels like in Taiwan they are riding on the speed train, and that has its own advantage. And we are on the slow train, stop by every single stop. And but this has a different kind of advantage.
六度大家都知道就是什么布施、持戒、忍辱、精进、禅定、智慧啊。
Six parameter we all know that is giving.Uphold precepts, endurance or forbearing, diligence, meditation and wisdom.
那通常呢，我们佛教徒可能就持，就修持戒，对不对啊？有时候，礼拜天，然后是偶尔去打个禅期啊，然后呢是。平常打打坐啊，那叫修禅定嘛哈。那布施有啦，有时候就是捐捐钱这样子啊。忍辱可能也有啊。
Probably we all practice this six parameter or six perfections. Or forgiving.Occasionally we give some donation, that's our definition of giving or generosity. Uphold precept, sometimes I come here and do some chanting, and I go to DDRC to join the precept, to join the retreat. Yeah, that's my definition of uphold retreat. Yeah, endurance, forbearing. Okay, I'm not giving rise to anger. Meditation, I do sit sometimes. This is in general, our definition of a six parameter.
那这个六度布施是第一项啊。那我个人来讲，我以前到我出家大概快要15年的时候才开始想到要布施啊。之前没有布施的想法，也没有布施的习惯。
Generosity giving is the first parameter.For myself, and after I become monk 15 years later, and I start arising the giving generosity thought, and then start doing the giving.
像我现在去那边散步，我们旁边有一些是什么在跟人家要钱的哈。在 Broadway 那边有人在要钱的，我也是没有给了哈，不就是我想要说如果有钱，我愿意给这样子，以前是连看都不看的。
While after meal and I walk around the blocks and this and that, and I see some beggars. Well, even though I don't have a money to give it to him, but if I have a money, I will give. But before then, I don't even take a look at this person.
我们知道布施一定有果报嘛哈、哦、至少什么布施人什么快乐嘛哈、哦、那可能以后你布施的时候以后你赚钱比较容易哈、
哦。As we all know, and be generous or giving, and there is some good retribution, and at least and after you're giving to the person, and after you're giving and you feel happy, and maybe in the future you will make money well easier.
那让我愿意布施是是我是从三轮体空的观念呢，那才就是说我应该布施啊。
The proper way and to be generous or giving is have this mindset. There's nobody giving and there's no person receiving the giving. There's no giving such thing.
我们一般人呢，就是说这个就是三轮体空的布施，我们叫做无相布施嘛。那对一般人要从有相进入无相，我想相当困难啊。
This kind of giving we so call formless giving, but for ordinary people, giving is some sort of form and some sort of action or behavior. And from that kind of form, giving, the giving has form to formless giving, it's pretty difficult.
我今天早上才跟一个菩萨，那个菩萨，前后大概捐了12万美金来赞助我们这个道场，然后又鼓吹其他两个人啊，6万带，所以捐了大概他自己12万，然后其他人9万，先过来这边。那因为他是我们叫大护法嘛，所以我不能不什么，不能不敷衍嘛。
This morning I just spoke to a great bodhisattva.And this person throughout the time actually donate about $120,000 and to the Chan Center, and also encourage two other people to do the donation. Those two people, in summary, they probably donate about $90,000. Because this is a great bodhisattva and has donated a lot of money, so I have to give it proper attention.
那我就跟他讲，我说你这个不，因为他也听我们这一些东西，他知道三轮体空嘛。他说我布施的时候哈，就是没有祈求什么回报了啊。我说他认为这样是三轮体空，我说还没有啊。
this bodhisattva and has a concept of.There's no person giving, there's no person receiving the giving, and there's no giving such thing. But the person's interpretation is, oh, when I give, I don't expect any retribution or returns. So the person thought that's the concept, actually is not.
我说如果你打电话来，那我就不理你了，你下次还要不要再布施？他说可能还会布施，但是不再布施给你了。
So, I asked this person this question. How about if whenever you call later, I just ignore you, I won't even pick up your phone call, would you still continue to give? He said, yeah, probably, but I won't give it to you particularly.
我说你看，你是不是有个我不是给你，那你不理我，虽然你不求，看有没有求。他有没有求？有，至少我打电话你要接啊。我不是20几万呢，你都不接我的电话。
So this person really has the I am giving, and then you are the person receiving the donation. So if you don't answer my phone call, and I will be upset. And you think this person is not grasping? Of course, it is grasping. I have to answer the phone call. Otherwise, I'm not going to make a donation in the future.
所以还是有求，对不对？有求啊，至少要给他就是什么关怀一下子嘛。哦，说啊，你这功德无量啊，对不对？连这个话都不讲，那 那我干嘛？
Of course, there is grasping in there. At least when I call, you give me a proper attention, or maybe give me a little praise. Oh, you do such a great donation and this and that, you know. And if you don't even answer my phone call, and I won't even bother to do this donation. So this is precisely grasping.
我还是回到说你有这个身体有一个布施的行为啊，那当然你捐给东出禅师，那就是一个对象嘛。这些现象都有，可是这个身体不是你，是身体布施，不是你布施啊。
So I explained to the person, you have a body to do the donation. This is the behavior. And then you're giving to Chan Center. And then that's the object receiving the donation. So your body, whoever and do the donation is really not you, merely your body doing the donation.
你看哦，你可以透过这个身体，然后布施钱给东出禅师啊。那这个你是用你的心，然后透过身体产生什么布施的行为，对不对？然后你用你的心认为这个身体是我，对不对？这是不是都是新的功能？都是新的功能。
Okay, you use your body to give a donation to Chan Meditation Center, and it really is you use your mind through your body to perform this behavior, and but your mind think the body is yourself. So this is all the function of mind.
那这边讲六度，自知也，就是说，这个六度本身是心本来就有的功能，就是它本来就具足这种功能，那只是我透过我的心产生这种六度的功能或是六度的现象。
This is six parameter. Originally, itself is the mind, and the mind.And originally have this function, and doing the donation is really through the mind arising this six phenomenon.
那你利用这个心产生这个种种的，就是我们说这种度化众生的，这布施持戒，不管哪一个都一样啊，就是产生。布施的行为、持戒的行为、忍辱的行为，还有什么禅定的行为、精进的行为，般若是不算行为，不晓得啊。这些是新的，可以产生的一个行为现象，啊，就是心我们本来就有这种功能。然后你认为这个身体是我，这也是心理的功能，这叫做执着的功能。假如你认为身体是我，那我在布施，那这时候你是修布施，不是修布施波罗蜜。波罗蜜是什么？三轮体空，有布施的行为，但是这个布施是身体，不是我在布施。这样的话也是新的功能，那就叫什么？叫做布施波罗蜜。
We use our mind, the mind arising all kind of deliver sentient beings and uphold this six parameter, generosity, giving, uphold precept, forbearing, diligence, meditation. These all the mind can arising this behavior phenomena. And the mind originally has this function, but... We are cleaning on the body and as a self, then we practice and this giving, uphold precept, forbearing, diligence, And these are not paramita. It's barely you practicing generosity. You're practicing uphold precept. You're practicing forbearing. So it's not practice six paramita. The true way is to practice paramita is when you do any of this paramita, there's no person is doing it. There's no object receiving it. There's no such thing of this phenomena. Then is a true practice of a paramita.
那简短的讲就是说，你布施是心的功能，那你执着布施的身体是我，这是心的功能。那你看到这个身体是身体布施，里面没有我，那这个也是心的功能。那这个变成叫做波罗蜜。
So in short, giving is the function of the mind, and taking this body as a way and a tool to do the giving is also the function of a mind. And not taking this body as a tool to give is also a function of a mind. And there's no object to being to receive the giving and no giving such thing. This is all function of mind.
那如果你看到就是布施有布施，但是没有看到有个我在布施，也没有一个对象被我布施，就对方也不理不睬的啊，甚至还骂你，那你会不会继续布施？会啊，因为什么？也没有你被骂，对不对
？Well, forgiving, giving, okay. If it is when you are giving, you have this attitude. There's no me is doing the giving. There's no person receiving the giving. Even though you've been treated, being ignored by the object you gave and you do the giving, and even they're scolding you. So because there's no person to give, there's no person to receive, and there's no giving such thing, will you continue to do the donation to give?
其实布施，从众生一体来讲，因为你已经把你所看到的现象切割为什么我跟什么跟对象，我们有时候讲说什么，你已经在任何时间点你都看到这一个是我的正报身，那以外的佛法叫做依报身，那我们是借着布施把正报身跟依报身的什么的这种界限，把它借着布施把它什么就是化为一体啦，因为什么正报身是你心中所感知的现象，依报身也是什么你心中所感知的现象，借着布施然后把这个什么你把它切割为二的，又把它什么透过布施又把它什么就把它再把它整合为一。
There's a me doing the giving, this object receiving the giving. So from this phenomena we see, and I divided this me. In this phenomena, there is a me and this object, and I giving the donation. These both are what we aware in our mind. It's all phenomena aware in our mind. And originally we divided into two, me and the object. But through this behavior of giving, we break the boundary for me and the object receiving the giving, and then combine them and return them as one.
也就是说，借着布施把能所对立，然后把它借着布施把能所布施掉，那么布施成为什么？没有能所。
Actually, is using the giving phenomena and to break the subject and object and dualism.
所以如果你不布施，那你就会有什么生老病死。有没有听懂？啊，你不布施，你就会生老病死。
Well, in other words, if you don't give, and you will have a birth, aging, ill, and death. Do you understand that?
因为你把身体当成你嘛，对不对？这个身体，根本就不是你。这个身体是你感知的一个的现象，是一个工具嘛，是你把这个现象当成你，所以这个现象当成你，你就会觉得这个什么有一天这个会死掉嘛，所以就有生老病死啊。那假如达到华解，它只是什么？只是你的，就像那个什么镜子里面的一个现象而已。镜子才是你的话，那哪里有生老病死？镜子本身不会生老病死啊，是镜子里面的现象会什么？会生灭嘛。
Why is that? Because we're treating our body as a self, not treating our body merely as a tool. This is all the phenomena be aware by the mind. So if we treat our body as a self, and then there is a birth and aging and illness and death. If you're not treating your body as a self, you will not have this kind of phenomena. And just like all the phenomena showing in the mirror, and all the phenomena arising and perishing, but it's only phenomena reflect on the mirror. It's not the mirror itself.
你说哦，不要布施，里面是不是要有个我？那什么什么为我带身体吗？身体为我，那什么是对方？哎，对方的色相是对方吗？所以你讲说，我不要布施，我要布施。那这个你这个什么，你老是把身体当成我的这个态度或是这个知见是永远存在。那你身体当成我，你就发觉啊，我病了，那有一天我会什么，我会死掉，实际上是身体会死掉，但是因为你认为身体是我，所以借着布施把这些什么分别心把它什么，就是借着布施把它分别心布施掉。
Regardless, I'm going to give a donation or I'm not giving a donation. And there's me in the donation, this kind of phenomena. So, and they also have the person and the receiving the phenomena. Because I'm treating my body and as a self. And if I keep operating with this concept, of course, and I'm going to experience illness and death. Because I really treat the body as a self. So what we're saying here is using this giving example, and there's no me giving, doing the giving, and there's no object or person receiving the giving. So we use that mindset and to actually give away our erroneous view.
所以就是就是假设你没有时时布施啊，把通过布施把你的什么身体当成我的这个见解，通过布施把它什么化解为什么，就是只有现象，那不是我，那你就化解，就是你没有时时做，那你这个把身体当成我的这个想法，或是把念头当成我的想法，这个东西永远会什么？你会这样的操作，你会一直把身体当成我，把什么想法当成我，把感觉当成我。那这是新的功能，就是认为无因是我，这是新的功能。只是你没有布施的话，这种无因为我的这种执着啊，或是新的功能，它不会消失。
So we need a constant every single moment after moment and performing this giving. Realize the body is only a phenomena. There's no self in there. So If we abiding this five skanda as me, and my thought is me, my feeling is me, we these actually merely only the function of mind. If we constantly operating in that matter, and then we are not doing the giving. So we using the understanding, the new understanding of giving, the true giving, and then giving away those abiding, the body and thought and feeling and cleaning on the five skanda, and giving that away, and then you are truly doing the giving.
所以这个布施就是要从不布施，然后训练为愿意布施。那从有相的布施，那要什么迈向什么无相的布施，那要从什么偶尔布施，然后到什么随时布施。
Actually, there is a staging, and from not giving at all, and the next is to willing to give, And this giving was a form to giving was no form. And giving occasionally or giving all the time.
那我是用电脑来描述的，就是你不要使用什么有我布施档，你要打开什么无我布施档。
Or the other analogy I can use is when you open a computer and you want to open the file, and you do not want to open the file that's a self and a giving. You want to open the file and giving with no self.
所以就对我们来讲的话，就是还是可以分次第的，就是布施或是有选择的布施啊，变成没选择的布施，应该讲是说不布施，然后变成什么愿意布施，有相的布施变成什么无相的布施，然后偶尔布施到经常布施，到什么时时布施，但是又没有布施。
So there is a steps we can follow from not giving at all and willing to give, and there's a form giving with a form and giving with no form, giving occasionally.And giving all the time, but there is no giving.
当然不是，除了除掉这一个，就是说，就是以无因为我的啊的这种烦恼以外，它还有一个功能，就是什么？你跟众生什么结缘？结缘，但以后你就是。就讲果报的话，以后你碰到什么困难，他愿意帮助你。那很可能是最大的光荣是什么？你变很小气的时候，这个人可能来帮你什么？帮你提醒要修布施。可能那个是比较值得的哈。
Besides, during the giving.Besides, we get rid of, we take the five skandhas vexations as a self, and then, we actually, had a good, building up good relationship with all sentient beings. And there is a retribution in the later, and not regardless in any form and shape, and they will come to help you. And one good thing is, when you become stingy, very stingy, and then somebody actually come over and, in different form and shape and to remind you and be generous and giving.
另外一个是人路齁，我们一般人可能不是修人路啊，就是会觉得说什么我生气是有道理的，对不对？然后你学佛以后就觉得说，哇，我们要什么不能生气，对不对啊？那很多人就会有时候会停留在这个层次，就是对方折磨我，那我就什么忍怒啊，我就不回应，对不对啊？他基本上是什么？有时候是叫压抑啦，啊，对不对？ 有时候是转念啊，但是这个时候有时候会，有时候就是你只是说，哎呀，我就是接受，有时候到个程度，有时候会受不了，有时候会，我听菩萨讲的说，我真的欠他那么多吗？有没有听过？
Endurance, forbearing. Before, not even practice this, when I'm getting angry, I have every single right reason to be angry. People make me to become so angry. And after we learn a little bit Buddhism, we say, we cannot be angry. And when people torture me, I'm not gonna respond. It's okay. I'm suppressing my feeling. I just change this angry feeling and to some other pleasant feeling, what have you. And I just accept it. And up to a point, up to a saturation point, I'm going to explode. And sometimes I do hear some volunteers say, I really can't take anymore. I'm going to explode.
那我们看到我们有一些出家众，他们就是人家骂我，或是人家跟我的意见不一样的话，我看我没有如如不动，有没有？如如不动。
Sometimes I see some monastic practitioner, and when people scolding me, we'll have a different opinion. So it's okay. I'm practicing. Dust are moving. I'm not gonna be affected by.
那有时候太强了，我们就看到说，有一个人在佛殿里面拜佛，因为那个太强了，他知道赶快用拜佛是吗？拜佛把他那个受不了的气啊，透过拜佛把他拜掉啊。
Sometimes I see people doing the prostration, or because the anger holding inside was too strong. So I'm using prostration to get rid of this anger inside of me.
但是在这边讲，就是忍辱啊，也就应该要修忍辱波罗蜜啊、就是人家折磨你，然后你如如不动，这是忍辱。那没有折磨你的外境，没有被折磨的你，那个是忍辱波罗蜜。
Forbearing, how to practice forbearing or prajna?Normally, when people torture us, we just say, I'm not being affected by not moving. That's forbearing. It's not forbearing prajna. Forbearing prajna is, there's no person to being tortured, and there's no person torture you, and there's no torture into this kind of thing.
就是他这个是很不一样的，就是没有折磨我的外境，就是没有折磨我的对方，没有被折磨我的我。也就是说，你这个身体还是被打，还是被骂，对不对？可是骂的是什么？是声音，不是对方。你现在感觉到的身体是什么？是现象，是你的色相，不是我。那就是认为是我，那你看到了，它只是现象。那从认为是我转化为只看到它是现象。
This is very different between forbearing and forbearing prajna. And I don't see there's a person to being tortured. There's no person torture. And so if people are hitting me, it's just an action. If people scolding me, it's just a sound. And I'm not treating... the body, whatever happened, the body sensation, and this is all phenomena, and there's no self in there. There's no person to being tortured. There's no person to being given the torture. So this is forbearing prajna.
所以就是外境来折磨你的时候，你就是反弹回去，这是新的功能，然后。外境折磨你的时候，那你选择如如不动啊，全身放松，这也是什么新的功能？然后你看到这个是现象，这个是现象，里面没有我，没有他，这也是什么新的功能？ 那你就可以什么根据这些功能你去操作，操作的话你就发现它本来就有的，但是不同的操作会有不同的什么果报。
So the external phenomena torture me and naturally I'm going to give a rejection. This behavior is the function of a mind. When this torturing happens and I'm just relaxed, this is also the function of a mind. So when during the torture and I see this is only a phenomena, this is also the function of a mind. So if we operate this mind and if this operation is original, the function of a mind and always there, so we will use this and to practice forbearing prajna.
那你如果就是修什么修忍辱啊，可能你没办法就是随时修。为什么变加骂就是什么一天哈骂个十分钟就已经很多了，对不对啊？或者骂一个小时那更多了，那也不过是一个小时而已。可是如果你是修忍辱波罗蜜的话，其实你是几乎是每一念每一念都要修。为什么？因为你把对象当成人啊，把这个圣人当成我啊，他是随时随地要修的。
How long can we practice this forbearing prajna? Actually, all the time. And it's not easy. Because if somebody continues scolding you at 10 minutes, that's a lot. And then continues scolding you an hour, whole day, and that's really just too much. So when should we practice this forbearing prajna? Every single thought, every single moment. We are not treating, and there's a person being scolded, and there's a person, and the person scolding me.
所以就是要用什么三轮体空的方式的话，那你在面对人事物的时候，其实才不会说，哎呀，我没办法了哈。像我们有一些什么，有些諮商的老师哈，他去面对这些什么这精神病患的，是不是？那他们是用什么让人家倒垃圾，有没有？就对方倒垃圾，倒垃圾，倒垃圾，倒到有一天呢，他的垃圾什么满了，他变成他要找一个人倒给别人。
心理智商是自己哦 ，OK。
对。
We need to operate with there's no self and there's no the other object and there's no such thing. So to face every single people and phenomena and the environment around you. Some people just couldn't do it anymore, so they went for consultation. Maybe psychologists and psychiatrists, and they just keep listening and listening, literally emptying your garbage. And these psychologists, psychiatrists, and keep taking the garbage from other people, and one day they need to empty their own garbage too.
所以师父讲说，这个要做一个什么无底的垃圾桶啊。
That's why师父 was saying, we have to do become a bottomless garbage can.
就是说对方在跟你啰嗦啊，那这是什么？这是声音，不是他。那你产生，当你会产生不愉快的什么感觉的时候，这是什么感觉？不是我。
When somebody nagging at you and just keep nagging, and you have to treat it, it's just a sound. It's really not a person. I may arising this unpleasant feeling, and that's merely the feeling. It's not me.
如果能够这样的话，那对方就是骂你跟对方称赞你是什么平等的。
If you operate with this mindset and and the person giving you praise and scolding you, it's the same.
大概就是这样骂你，然后你就进入什么一禅，再骂一个，再进入二禅。
So, when person, you have to practice this way. And then when person scolding at you, and then you go in the first level of meditation, and scolding you again, you go into even further, the second level of meditation.
所以有些人说啊，活多了不生气，不是，根本就没有人。没有人骂佛陀，也没有佛陀被骂，他所以从世间的现象就是骂佛陀，佛陀是在什么一禅二禅。
Oh, you may think that Buddha never gets mad. Oh, Buddha actually, I'm not being scolded, and nobody scolded me, and there's no scolding such thing. So when you think people don't criticize the Buddha.Of course, there's tons of people criticize him. But when people criticize him, he goes into the first level meditation. And when more people scolding at him, he even goes into deeper level of meditation.
那我们面对外境的时候，通常会有一个什么合你的意的顺境，也有一个什么不合你的意的逆境。那合你的不合你的意的逆境，我们就要修什么忍辱波罗蜜。那合意的外境要不要修？也要忍呢。忍这个合意，为什么？因为你忍合意的话，才能够什么从有能所变成什么没能所。
Facing all the external phenomena, outside phenomena, something may be in your favor, some is a favorable condition situation, and some may be unfavorable condition situation. Normally, we do this forbearing prajna in unfavorable situation. Do we want to practice forbearing prajna in unfavorable favorable position and condition? Of course. And if we practice forbearing in a favorable condition, then we will not have the subject and object dualism.
所以你在任何时间，因为你跟外境切割为二，那一定有合一的外境，不合一的外境，那这个就要什么？你要任何时间都在修，这时候就要修什么？精进什么？
If at any given point in time, and there's a favorable condition in an unfavorable condition, regardless, we keep practicing. There's no subject and object, and this called practicing diligence.
所以你能够时时修，就处处修，那就能够把你跟外境是对立的变成什么？化为什么？就没有我跟外境的，那就要靠精进，靠忍辱，靠布施来修。
Any given time, anywhere, any moment, there's no subject and object that's in opposing each other. So continuous and practice this way, and this is a practicing.Diligence, forbearing, and giving.
那一般我们在修精进啊，有时候是什么？是就是打坐的时候，然后很精进啊，就是两个小时不晃腿啊，然后下坐以后，哇，就什么稍微放松一下，对不对？这个是什么？有精进跟有懈怠之分，对不对？
Diligence. When we are doing meditation, I'm gonna really, really engage into practice. I'm really gonna be diligent and practice hard. So 2 hours, I'm not moving and I'm not letting my leg down. So this is called diligence. And then take a break, and then so, oh, I relax a little bit, and, I'm just relaxing. Because, this phenomena, actually, I have, diligence and negligence, both.
那真的他们在修，就是忍，精进波罗蜜的时候是什么？没有精进，也没有懈怠。
when practicing diligent prajna, there's no diligence, there's no negligence.
也就是说你不精进也不懈怠。
In other words, there's no diligence, no negligence.
就是你不起懈怠相也不起精进相。
It is not taking the phenomena of diligence and not taking the phenomena of negligence.
比如说你打坐然后做得很端正，那是不是起这个什么精进相？是啊。
For example, during the meditation, I'm sitting really up and I'm sitting really good. And is that merely and taking the form of diligence?
然后一段时间以后你受不了以后什么又起这个什么懈这个什么放松相懈怠相有没有这个都是起相的
During the break and the final relax and this is taking the form of negligence as a negligence this is all both just grasping the form
那个精进波罗蜜就是不起精进相也不起什么懈怠相就是一直晃掉什么晃掉这些相
The diligence of prajna is not grasping on the form of diligence, not grasping on the form of negligence. So just keep letting go the forms, these forms.
所以有一次我们有一个菩萨，他在他是西方人啊，他在公司上班的时候，因为他常常打气嘛，所以在工作的时候就是非常放松这样子啊。就他们老板来说啊，你怎么那么懈怠？是不是？我不晓得叫懈怠还是什么样子。就他就赶快就装，就说、哦、这样子。他们说，哎，你要放松啊，要放松啊，就是他是假的。
There is a Westerner, Bodhisattva, and he's constantly participating in the retreat. So because he constantly keeps himself in a very relaxed. So, and during the work, he's always relaxed and seem to be, and just lazy or, and so the boss come over and say, you look so lazy. What happened? And so he just pretend he's not getting busy, pretending to be busy. And then after a while, the boss say, just relax, would you?
所以就是在西方国家也是很难的哈，你就是放松的工作也不行呀。
So it's really not easy and to practice relaxation sometime.
所以最好你是外表装得很精进，那内在是什么？很松弛。
Well, the best, and you can pretend outside you're very diligent, but inside you really actually is really relaxed.
所以我知道有些西方人就是哦，工作五天就是哇，一直冲冲冲啊，那第六天在什么，在放松啊，那周日或是周六才放松啊。
Some people well during Monday to Friday working and they work really hard and really really hard and they will actually relax on the weekend.
但是如果说你是什么不起精进相，也不起什么放松相，其实你是可以一直什么，就一直无止境的什么的一直工作也可以，就是你可以一直持续下去的。
If you're not grasping on the form of diligence and not grasping on the form of negligence, so actually you can continuous work and without stop.
所以师父曾经讲到他在什么他在讲话的时候他小腹是放松的师父就没有讲过说他在骂人的时候小腹也是放松的他没有讲过这一个
So you probably heard that and 师父 said when he talk his abdomen actually is pretty relaxed but he didn't tell us and when he scolding people his abdomen also relaxed
不过至少就是说师父骂人以后其实他可以马上放松、哦、我们一般人骂人以后马上放松大概不容易做到
But we all know that and 师父、and can give us scolding at this moment and the next moment and he become very relaxed And I don't think we can do that.
我想最主要就是说你你不会认为你在骂一个人，但是你还是要什么，我们假名就是帮助对方，就是让他能够开发他的智慧慈悲，所以要用骂的一个声音啊，让这个假名的众生啊，就是迈向正道这样子。
There's no person scolding, there's no person receiving the scolding. But, and sometimes we still have to use the form of a scolding to help others and to arising compassion and wisdom. We only use the voice of a scolding and to help this person.
所以如果假设你能够就是忍辱不失持戒，然后就是不取向的，那你就是平等的对待一切的话，其实你这时候很容易修什么禅定，什么波罗蜜，因为禅定的梵文名称叫做 Samadhi 啊， Samadhi 的意思是平等的安住在一切现象上。
So if we practice forbearing, giving and uphold precept,and without grasping the form and treating everything equally, and there's no person and doing it, there's no doing it, such thing. And so we can practice meditation prajna very easy. And meditation prajna actually is, really means treating everything equal.
所以就是在修那个禅定跟禅定波罗蜜的很不一样的地方是禅定是什么？是你的心专注在一个对象上的，就是有取向的。然后禅定波罗蜜，你本身是不取向的，不取我在禅定，或是我在散乱。
Meditation and meditation prajna is very different. Meditation, if we focus on one single thing, and this actually does a grasping of one form. And a prajna is.Meditation prajna is not grasping any form.
那假设你这个六度这个都可以修的话，其实你在任何时间都可以同时修。比如说我布施，那对方反骂你说：“啊，你这个是为了什么？为了名，那就可以修什么？修忍辱波罗蜜，对不对？”那不断的看到人都修，看到什么人都愿意布施，就修什么精进波罗蜜，对不对？你没有一个时间，没有个地点不再修，就像师父讲说，他看到每一个人就想到什么，这个人看到我会得到什么好处。
So anytime.If you practice, anytime you can actually practice the six paramita altogether. For example, giving, I start giving and then people scolding, oh, you're not really giving. You just wanted the fame. You just wanted the name. So in that case, you can practice forbearing prajna. To anybody, anytime, and you all practice and then it's diligence prajna anytime, any moment.And that's why, Sifu, he always often see anybody. His first thing come to his mind is, what can I do to help this person? What can I do to help these people?
也就是说你在任何时间点你可以修布施、修忍辱、修精进、修禅定，但是你又发觉其实你没有去取有一个精进的相，有一个正在布施，你不会把这个布施的相当成我，你一直在什么只是做，但是不取这些相为我，忍辱，但是你不会觉得这个在忍辱的相是我，那这样的话你就是什么，就是我们叫就是你一个时间点你就同时修六个东西。
to practice six paramita at any given time, and to practice six paramita altogether at any given time is, and you're not taking any form as a self, and there's no self in any of these practice. Giving, there's no person giving, there's no giving such things. There's no person to be given. And endurance, there's nobody, and be endurance, be endured, nobody and endure the situation. There's need, there's no phenomena of endurance. There's no phenomena in there. There's no self in there. So any given point in time, you can practice the six parameter altogether.
那我们现前这颗心，现前大家现在正在听我这颗心，其实它本身一直处在这种无相的状态，但是它有觉知的功能，它可以产生种种的功能。那你要布施，要布施波罗蜜，要什么忍辱，忍辱波罗蜜，它也不会讲说啊，你现在需要布施波罗蜜哦，你现在是这个是布施哦，因为他的心就是什么，就是这个样子。那只是我们欢呼给他贴一个标签，这叫布施，这叫布施波罗蜜。
Actually, our true mind is formless and always in the formless condition. Whatever the phenomena is, whatever happened, it's just a phenomena we are our true mind aware of. So, the mind is not going to distinguish, oh, now you're doing the giving, oh, now you're going to go do endurance. And so it's not like that. It's merely the phenomena aware by the mind. But ordinary people don't know about it. And so they label it, oh, I'm doing the giving, oh, now forbearing, oh, diligence. So it's only the label we given.
那这个我们现在就跳到什么无相的，对一般人来讲蛮难的，所以有时候我们就会什么有次第的，像三十七道品就是比较具体有次第的，然后去修。
So all of a sudden we take this super leap into formless. So most people may not be able to grasp the idea, the concept. So we need a step-by-step approach. So therefore we have this 37 forces of the path.
那一个像这一个四正勤，三十四调品里面有四什么？四念住，四正勤，还有四什么？四神足。五根、五力、七菩提分、八圣道分，那是什么正勤？就是什么，宇宙的善事什么继续做，然后未生的善法什么让它生，然后以造的什么恶法让它熄灭，那未造的善法。会造的恶法让它不生，让它不生，不是生起。
So what is this 37 facet of the way, or 37 limbs of enlightenment, and this four function of mindfulness, and there's four correct efforts, there's four element to supernature power, there's five roots of goodness, and there's five powers.There's seven limbs of enlightenment and the Eightfold Noble Path. So this four correct effort, what is it? Is to put an end to existing evil. And the second is to prevent evil arising. The third is to bring good into existence. The fourth is to develop existing good.
所以假设你就是那个什么精进波罗蜜搞不清楚，你就用什么用三十七道品的四正勤啊来修，先做次第啊。
So if you're not grasping the idea of diligence prajna, then we can use this four correct efforts and as a step by step.
那这里面有那一个，其实三十七道品其实也是在修的是修无相。就是三轮体空的啊，像 我在看这一个四念住啊，四念住就是你关照你的身体的动作，关照呼吸，这是身念住。那关照你的感觉啊，舒服的感觉，不舒服的感觉，这是什么？这是受念住。那关照你的什么嗔心啊，没有嗔心啊，贪心啊，没有贪心啊，这些叫做就是心念住。
And actually these 37 facets of the path, the way is also formless. There is a full function of mindfulness. So full function of mindfulness, and if you not take this, no person is a practice in the 37 facet of the way, and there's no practice such thing, and there's nothing to be practiced, and this is the practice. So when you aware your body and your breathing, your feeling, there's nothing, and there's no self in it. This is contemplate the body. And then if you're not the sensation, in the sensation, there's no you, and this is a contemplate of a sensation. If there's no greed, there's no hatred, there's no ignorance, and you contemplate the mind, mindfulness.
那这里面其实很重要的，他们在观察这些身心感觉的时候，其实他们不会把，譬如说不舒服的感觉，把它转化为舒服的感觉，他们只是什么？我现在是舒服的感觉，现在是不舒服的感觉，然后现在嗔心，我现在看到嗔心，我现在没有嗔心，他们不会把什么？可以把嗔心转化为什么？没嗔心，或者把不舒服的感觉转化为什么？舒服的感觉，他们只是看到。为什么？因为假设你把不舒服的感觉转化为舒服的感觉，你是在抓取什么？这是着相的。
Contemplate mindfulness of the sensation. Contemplate the key point is not transform the feeling of unpleasant feeling. If you contemplate the body and the sensation is painful, it's not pleasant. So you're not gonna transform this unpleasant feeling. Only watching, and contemplate this hatred feeling, and we're not gonna transform this hatred feeling to a pleasant and happy feeling. Only watching, and then if you actually want to transform the feeling unpleasant. Sensation, feeling, and then you actually grasping the form.
所以这个四念住其实它的目的就是要观什么无常、无我这些现象，身心的现象起来消失，起来消失。他们不要抓，不是要抓某一个现象。所以到最后就是，其实它是配合法念住，所有的现象都是什么？无常，里面没有我，那不断的什么，只是知道没有要取舍。啊，有些人不懂的话，就是什么，就是做到很舒服就哇，希望这个舒服一直什么，一直保持下去，也觉得自己很有功夫啊。
So this four foundation of mindfulness is really contemplation.Impermanence and no self, and the phenomena and the body and the mind is arising and perishing, not grasping any of these phenomena. So therefore, the last and mindfulness of a Dhamma without self is not grasping, not relinquish this comfortable, uncomfortable feeling. And some people maybe sit for a while, say, oh, I like this comfortable, feeling and I really enjoy it. That's grasping.
那你如果说这一些现象你都可以就是知道不抓不抓不抓，其实不抓还要什么 不排斥，就是不取不舍，然后保持这样，你就可以看到它只是一个你感知的一个生灭的现象，生灭里面没有你，但是世间诸法上面没有这么讲，他们只是说啊，这个是什么？是无常的，里面没有我，啊，就是那他这个世间诸经他们并没有讲到、啊、什么是我，他们没有讲到啊。那我们这个楞严经有讲到那个我就是什么？无相的心，就是心有认知功能，我们叫机而常照。
Knowing and all these is just a phenomena beware by the mind, so not grasping and not pushing away. So, and knowing all these phenomena arising perish, there's no self in it. That's why in the Suragama Sutra is saying, and what's me, what's I, it's this the form of no form. So, so in the stillness and this always illuminate.
那你在观察这些无因的现象，你感受好的感受你不抓，坏的感受也不排除，然后贪心也不排除也不改变，然后不贪也不抓也不排也不什么也不抗拒、哦、慢慢的就是这些现象就不会什么一直持续，那就坏的就是什么，它就只是现象的生灭，那你发现这些东西全部没有我，然后不断的一直不取舍不取舍，最后就证得什么，就是无因没有我，我们叫做我空。
嗯。In the favorable condition, not grasping. In the unfavorable condition, not relinquish and push away. Constantly you operate this way. You just let a phenomena arising, perishing. Within this phenomena, there's no self. And, there's a five skanda, there's no self. You're constantly practicing five skanda, there's no self.
然后你就是什么？我也没有，然后就跑到涅槃去了，对不对？那是不是你跑到涅槃去了？那就是以涅槃法为我。那这时候大圣又要从涅槃法跑回来到生死，那就是看到这个涅槃法也没有我在里面，叫做法空。
So there's no self in the five skanda. So you entering the Dharma of five skanda, so you are entering a nirvana. And if you grasping there's a self in the nirvana, so that's not a true nirvana. That's why Mahayana principle, we come back and to the birth and the death. So this is the mindfulness of Dharma, the empty of the Dharma.
其实涅槃就是你现前，你们现在正在听我讲话，这颗心可以感知，可是它什么无相，不生不灭。
What is the nirvana of the Dharma is the mind and be aware of what I'm talking and giving a lecture. There's no self in it.
那我们应该是时时都在涅槃当中，但是什么？我们对涅槃没兴趣啊。
We should be in the nirvana all the time, but we're not really interested in nirvana usually.
对，我们就是对这个什么现象比较有兴趣啊、哦。你身体是不是一个现象？那身体让它一直活下去，是不是要让这个现象一直存在？
We actually more interested in the phenomena. Is our body is a phenomena, or we want to live for a long time, live forever? Is we just let this phenomena just continue on?
所以没办法啊，就是我们把身体当成我，然后身体其实是涅槃的一种功能。那你抓起身体为我，那个也是涅槃的功能，可是我们不知道。
We usually are treating the body as a self, this phenomena treating our body as a self. Actually, body is the function of nirvana.
这一个，假设你都不执取任何现象，但是又没有什么。离开任何现象，这样才能够什么体会到，就是什么你在任何时间点都是在涅槃的状态。
If you're not grasping any phenomena, but then you're not depart from any phenomena, so at any given moment you are in the nirvana.
那这一个大概就是要教理要清楚，那可能就是性跟相的观念也要清楚。
So, to have this mindset to operate this way, so you have to understand the essence and the form.
那在任何时间都可以什么？可以这样自己去设定目标的，就是什么？你在听经，那就是有一个身体在听，但就是。那个身体不是我。
Actually, you can give yourself a set of goal. So now you're sitting here, listen to the Dharma talk. It's only merely your body is listening. It's not. There's no self.
那不管任何时间点，你的身体做什么，还有外在的环境是做什么，是什么，全部都是什么？你的感知的现象，那你的心是什么？平等的知道，你的心不落在哪一个地方，但是照样是可以什么走路、吃饭都可以，但是有走路的现象，但是就是没有走路的什么走路的人呢？
Well, your body can perform anything, and anything you do, your body does, it's all merely it's just a phenomena. So if you operate with this mindset, and then you can you can always have in equanimity, so and not focus on any small phenomena. So of course you can still walk and you can still eat, you can still sleep. It's still within all this phenomena. There's no self in it.
这观念懂，可是你实际上在修的时候，你会发觉我的心就是什么会跑来跑去的。为什么？因为我们那个什么攀岩心有没有？一下注意这边，这边的，已经修炼的哈、哦，无量劫哈、
哦。For the concept we could understand, but in the real practice is not easy because our mind is constantly abiding all different things and scattered all over the place.And we've been operate this way in the endless kalpa already, so it's very hard to not to do that.
所以就是要借助这个六度或是三十七道品，不管是哪一个啊，你通过这样的话，然后把我们那个攀岩心、散乱心，慢慢的让它什么，就是降下来。但是你还是可以什么，可以跟你就照常的你。要讲话要吵架都照吵，但是记住就是跟谁吵跟前面吵。
So we just using six paramita and practicing and 37 facets of the path as a tool, and to use that as a tool to let go and our grasping mind and our scattered mind, or lower the intensity of the practice. And of course, we can still talk to people, we can still engage in the fight. But who are you engaging the fight with? Actually, your previous thought.
大概你在吵架的时候，你要有一个标准来衡量，就是吵架了以后，他突然间可以全身放松，而是想一个，哎，对不起啊，不是假装的啊。
Even engaging argument, engaging fight, we have a standard. In this moment, and I can really, really engaging the fight heavily. But the very next moment, I can relax and I can apologize to the person. I'm not pretending, I'm really doing it.
所以就这个平常就可以练了，你也不用说不吵架了，你就吵架，但是就是马上就是看到有没有放松啊，那突然间讲的说，哎呀，对不起，是我错了，看能不能讲得出来。
We can practice in the daily life. Of course, we can engage in fight. And this moment engage in fight, next moment just relax and give an apology. But this nobody is engaging the fight.
如果办不到的话，你可能还是要用次第的方法，就是不要看对方的嘴脸，不要去看你的想法啊，把注意力拉放松来这样子。
If you still can do that, and then we have a different gradual practice. First of all, not listen to the person's facial expression. And there's no person in fighting, and there's no fighting a phenomena.
但是你可以以这个为目标，比如说在吵架的时候可以马上什么改变这个声调啊，马上放松这样子，本来是高分贝的，现在变成这个就是非常柔软的这样，以这个为目标啊。如果你天天吵的话，就天天练习嘛，看什么时候能够达到这样的一个境界。
So our goal is when you engage in fight, and then you can change your high-pitched tone and from to the soft voice, and then relax. If you are actually engaging practice or fighting every day, and try this way.
你要像那个演员这样子哈，就是一下什么当好人，一下当坏人啊。当然，演员他知道他在什么，他在表演嘛。生活中是不是也在表演？其实也是呢。
We should do what those actor actress do, and they one moment they are good person, and next moment and they are really a bad person. Of course, they know this is merely a performance. In the daily life, are we all actor and actress too? Yeah, this is also performance too.
你们听说过说是什么？生活就是一个什么不用排演的舞台剧，是不是？有没有听过？
And have you ever heard about this phrase? Our life is the performance and doesn't need to practice.
你们有没有听过一个叫快闪？现在就快闪族有没有？就突然间，哦，我们这边来，突然间就有人什么起来唱一首歌，就要什么弹钢琴的进来，什么吹喇叭的进来，其实他们这是预备好的哈。有没有听过？有没有看过这样的快闪族？这边有没有人经历过快闪，碰到快闪族的？有一位哈。
Actually, you probably have seen this clips in YouTube, and in the midst of a shopping mall, and there's all of a sudden, and somebody started singing, and then and before you know it, you see people has musical instruments start playing, and then everybody starts singing. Have you ever experienced that? Actually, our daily life is like that.
其实我们现在这么，我们算不算快闪族？现在这样子？算啦，我们没讲说你们要坐在哪里嘛，对不对
？How about in this lecture, this setting is like that, and I didn't tell you where to sit. You just sit there.
就在这种就是说就是大家就是什么不约而同的一个舞台剧里面，你扮演的是我要做什么就能够什么非常非常的自在。
Actually, we all here is in the performance. So, whatever the role you play, and you play it with ease and you play it with really good.
师父曾经讲过，是说，如果全世界人都成佛，那剩下你一个人还没有成佛哈，你不会成佛的。但是那些活菩萨就会化现种种的什么。种种的人物啊，你的父母兄弟姐妹，你的什么老板这样来帮助你，所以现在这些人全部是你的什么配合你搭配演出的什么的这个的演员啊。
师父 used to say, if the whole world, the people in the whole entire world, they all achieve Buddhahood, and you still left behind.And even though you are not attained Buddhahood yet, but all the people around you, regardless your father, mother, brother, sister, and your colleague and all that, and they will all come to help you in this big stage and performing.
所以你就在这样的一个舞台剧里面要练，就是你不要老是练，就是吵架，就是越练越凶，就只有会这一招而已，那就。练了三四，有些人练三年就是只是什么练分贝比他高这样子而已。你要练他说，我可以柔软，可以凶，这个，可以让你练嘛，只不过老是练一招而已。
So in the this practice of this stage in the life, and just don't practice of engaging the fight.And then you become so perfected with the fight, and your voice is getting louder and meaner. You have to practice, use a soft tone, a more relaxed way. You can still engage in fight.
哎，比如说你就是骂人，那你现在练就是突然间就是赞美人，这个好像也不是很容易哦。虽然不是三轮体空，都是不太容易的。
So now you have to change your approach.And even engaging the fight, and then you have to learn how to appraise to the person you are fighting with. I know it's very difficult, but you have to try.
不，就是你要配合三轮体空的观念，那这些都可以的啊、哦。就是，本来兼贪啊，现在也可以什么？我可以布施，为什么？就是只是一个布施的行为啊。就是等于说我是一个演员啊，在里面。产生一个布施的现象，那些全部是谁？全部都是我请来的、啊，配合我演出的、啊。
How to do that? You really have there's no person is engaging the fight. There's no person you're fighting with. There's no fighting such thing. So there's no such thing of a greed and stingy. And you using this There's no person giving, there's no person to be given, and there's no giving such thing. And all these, and you can still do the giving and then the fighting. And all these people you are engaging in this, it's all the actor and actress, and we performing all this play in the stage together.
你们相不相信这边所有的人都是配合你演出的演员？
Do you believe everybody in here is all the supporting actor and actress and to engaging in this play with you?
啊，如果你的演技很差，你就要三千什么三大阿僧祇劫才能够把那个演技练好。
If your acting skill is really, really lousy, it's going to take your eons, eons of kalpa to make a perfect.
啊、如果你真的懂的话，真的就是有些人就练得快啊，他不用那么多时间呢。为什么？因为他懂得什么，就是空啊、无我啊，那这些我要从有我的变成无我了，那就不用那么长了。
Some people they can grasping this really fast and.Literally, their performing skill is really perfected. And because they understand the concept of emptiness, intrinsic emptiness, and there's no self, and from self and become no self.
那么今天有讲到说，诶，你从有我，然后练到无我，有我这个有我这个观念，然后变成无我，那你有练成了，它就是一劫。就是一大阿僧之劫，就是第一阿僧之劫是什么？你从有我变成无我，你就做到了那就是一大，它不是时间上的，是，那你就是不懂的话，就是真的就是一大阿僧之劫的时间。
We talk about the concept as self and transforming the understand as a self and then practice and become no self. If you actually achieve this practice and then actually it take one asankhya kalpa, if you cannot do it and this is even longer.
啊这个有时候懒的话还是回到那种比较次第的啊。但你要修，我们说什么修定啊，什么修止啊，那比较关键的就是要知道什么，你现在所看到的这些都是什么，都是你心中的什么，心中的现象，不是人。
That's very difficult. So we go back to the gradual method. We do it step by step. To practice concentration, to practice in stillness. And the main thing is the key point is knowing whatever you can see, whatever you can perceive, is merely the phenomena aware by your mind. Whoever you see in front of you, it's really not a person itself. It's just merely a phenomena, an object.
另外就是我要拿出我的招牌换了，就是心中的妈妈不是妈，那个非常重要啊。
And next, and I'm gonna give you my famous saying. And your mother in mind is really your not real mom. This is actually very, very important concept.
因为这个你懂了以后，不会跟你的记忆对话，对不对？大概也不会做梦了。
Once you understand this, you will now have a dialogue with your old past memory. You probably won't even have any dream.
但你要真的了解心中妈妈不是妈妈哈，我今天才跟有个菩萨讲，说我们有个小朋友，他16岁啊，他来参加我们的一个活动啊，他妈管他得很严啊，那同学都有 notebook， 他妈就讲说你要 notebook， 你要考第前十名，他怎么考都是十名以外的啊，所以就没有 notebook， 他妈也不给他手机，啊，结果他的同学就把那个智障型的手机给他啊。智障型的，你现在他们都用智慧型的哈，啊，智障型的手机丢给他，那他就因为他妈妈也不准他用，他就偷偷的充电了，又被他妈妈抓到了，哇，就是他很讨厌他妈妈，所以当来上我们的课的时候，我说心中的妈妈，他很快就理解说，对呀，我妈妈这种就不是妈妈。
Well, let me give you this example. And we have this 16-year-old teenager. And his mom is very, very control freak. And he want a notebook. And mom said, well, you know, you have to earn it. You have to, your grade have to be the top 10 and so for you to get a notebook.Regardless how he try, he still cannot become top 10. Of course, no notebook. And all his friend has a cell phone. He doesn't have any cell phone. But his friend has some retired feature phone. And we all have this a smartphone, right? You can get on the internet, you can do anything besides a phone. But this a feature phone is the dumb phone, can only make a phone call. So his friend gave him this unwanted retired feature phone, and he's charging and behind his mom, and unfortunately got discovered by his mom. His mom took that away. So and he come to our meditation retreat and class, and so I say, your mom in your mind is not your real mom. He was really excited. Oh, yeah, my mom is not my mom.
不是,
I hate my mother.
不是,
oh, correction. My mother is real, is not a mom.
但你真的就是了解真的妈妈就是什么你记忆中产生的影像，那你就必须要什么不断的可以看出来这个不是妈妈啊，这样的话你以后你就可能什么你不断的练习的时候却坏了，它只是什么一个像，对不对？那这个可以懂了以后，第二步就是要什么你的感觉不是你，假如你会练这个的话，那你就可以我们今天讲的东西就比较容易懂了，也可以练了。
The reason is your mom in your mind is not your real mom. Is the mom in your mind is merely the image. It's really not your real mother. And you'll be able to understand this is the first concept. And secondly, whatever you feel, whatever you perceive, whatever sensation you feel is really not you. And it's merely the phenomena aware by your mind. If you could understand these two concepts, whatever we talk about, it will be easier for you to understand, to grasp.
至少你也可以用个很简单的嘛，你心中的妈妈，你一想她就有嘛，不想她就消失嘛。实体的妈妈不会嘛，对不对？想她也在，不想她什么也在嘛。所以那证明就是你心中浮出来的妈妈的影像不是妈妈嘛，对不对？
If you still confused about the mother inside your mind is not your real mom, and look at this way. When you think of your mom, the image actually arises in your mind. When you not think about your mom, the image actually perish. But your real mother is not going to because you think or not think it arise and perish, right? Your mom is always exists there, right? So, and this is what I'm trying to say. Your mom inside of your mind is not your real mom.
所以你这样练下去的话，有一天终有化解，就是什么？心中的妈妈原来就是谁？就是我的心。听不懂，下次再来。
If you keep practicing this way, and then one day you will realize.The mom inside of my mind, who is it? Who actually is that my mom inside of my mind? It's only my mind. If you couldn't understand this, come back next time.
好，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。